Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon for changing the world." This idea perfectly sums up the attitude that Chief Inspector of Schools with the National Education Inspectorate, Maureen Dwyer, has towards education. She's among this year's recipients of the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Education. Maureen Dwyer's over 30-year career in education began without much fanfare. Like most young people, she did not know what she wanted to do after leaving high school. An exploration of her options left her inclined to pursue teacher training. It was here she got her first real taste of what the profession had to offer.
Getting this deeper understanding of what education and being a teacher is all about, that piqued my interest. And then when I got into the classroom and saw what a good teacher or a good lesson could do for a child, it really then influenced me to say, well, this is where I want to stay.
After completing teacher training, Ms. Dwyer returned to her alma mater, St. Mary's College, where she began her stint in the classroom teaching geography. She went on to teach at Ferncourt High, Wilmers High School for Girls, and then Immaculate Conception High. It was at Immaculate where she really hit her stride, forming strong relationships with countless students and broadening their horizons with her exploratory approach to the subject.
I enjoyed my teaching because I enjoyed my subject and I enjoyed my students, and we took an inquiry approach. Over time, being immersed in my discipline, certainly as I taught and as my students asked questions, I too learned some things.
Naturally, there were challenging moments along the way, but the lessons learned and relationships formed are things she will never forget.
Even when I came upon something that seemed a little difficult, I would go back to the drawing board and try to see how I could better that. And you know, at that time, many of the older teachers were willing to be mentors. They would always have a word of advice.
After acquiring a master's degree, Ms. Dwyer turned her attention to the Ministry of Education in hopes of making a difference at the policy implementation level. In 1999, she made the switch to the ministry's planning division, where she worked for a number of years. She later became a territorial officer for Region 1, providing regulatory oversight for schools in the corporate area. In this post, she was instrumental in leading the charge towards the continuous professional development of education officers. However, Ms. Dwyer was determined to play a more integral role in school improvement and management.
So when they said they wanted to train inspectors, I just decided to go ahead and do the training. And then I did some inspections concurrent with my role at the time as territorial officer. And afterwards, a position came up for deputy chief inspector. I applied and I was successful. I was sent to the inspectorate to work under Mrs. Elaine Foster Allen, who really groomed me.
In 2011, when the post of Chief Inspector of Schools opened up, she took the opportunity to apply and was again successful. She was determined to make a long-lasting mark in this position, and she truly has. Perhaps most significant of all, publishing the first baseline report on school effectiveness in Jamaica.
That Chief Inspector's baseline report covers the entire system, where every single school has a baseline report. And there is a baseline report for Jamaica that shows where we are in terms of the levels of effectiveness. Has been a major, major accomplishment.
Ms. Dwyer is committed to continuously improving herself and the National Education Inspectorate to better meet the needs of Jamaica's students and teachers. She's not ready to consider words like retirement when there's still so much more work to be done. And when that time eventually comes, it will simply mean finding other ways to contribute to education in Jamaica.
I do believe with all my heart that education is the key to success, and it's what I've committed myself to. I still want to do better. I still want the inspectorate to grow and to be well respected, and it's really helping the school system and the numerous boys and girls who I really have helped to get an education. I'm really grateful for that.
Chief Inspector of Schools with the National Education Inspectorate, Maureen Dwyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.